Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 11th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 31 to 33. God will protect us from our enemy. We read in Genesis chapter 31 verses 22 to 24 like this. And Laban was told on the third day that Jacob had fled. Then he took his brethren with him and pursued him for 7 days' journey, and he overtook him in the mountains of Gilead. But God had come to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said to him, "Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad." Jacob had served his uncle and father-in-law Laban now for 20 long years, out of which he had served 14 years for his beloved wife Rachel and 6 years for his flock. During this period, Laban had deceived Jacob and cheated him on his wages 10 times. Moreover, Jacob had personally borne all the losses of the flock and had worked day and night faithfully. After all these years of faithful service, now Laban's sons had started accusing Jacob of acquiring all the wealth by cheating Laban. Jacob also saw that Laban did not favor him as before and heard God telling him that it was time to return to his father's home where he belonged. Jacob knew fully well that Laban would not normally let him take his daughters and his grandchildren and leave his home for good. So while Laban was away shearing his sheep, Jacob secretly ran away with his wives, children, and all his possessions. When Laban came to know about this, after 3 days, he took his brothers and pursued after Jacob for 7 days, intending to kill him for treachery. However, God intervened in this matter and warned Laban through a dream in the night that he should not even speak good or bad to Jacob, let alone injure or kill him. Neither good nor bad is an idiomatic expression meaning not to speak any threats. Jacob was defenseless against Laban, and he escaped with his life only through God's protection over him. While expounding this passage, Kidner tells that it was only by divine prospering and protection that Jacob brought anything, even his life, back from exile. In fact, we can see that God had protected Jacob throughout the entire 20 years of his stay in Laban's home, and did not allow Laban to hurt Jacob at any time. God sovereignly protected Jacob as he had protected Abraham and Isaac. This is a promise that God had made to Jacob regarding his protection that we read in Isaiah chapter 43 verses 1 to 3. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. As his children, God will protect us as well from our enemies. We have a real enemy, Satan, who is always intending to do us harm, like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Let us rely on God's protection all the days of our lives. As we read in Psalms 46 verses 1 and the beginning part of verse 2, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And we read in Psalms 27 verse 5 like this, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock."